Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
For a number of years into this offense for him. He's a smart guy. He's played a lot of football. Been around a long time. Been productive. So I'm sure he'll pick it up pretty quick.
What kind of challenges does Derwin James bring as a safety with the different levels that he plays in that
defense? Yeah, I mean, he plays the high safety, the half-field safety, the quarter safety, the big nickel, dime linebacker. He can do it all. I mean, he's one of the top players in the league, and he can do it at multiple positions. He can blitz, he can cover, he can tackle. I mean, he's one of the more impressive players you see on film.
Aaron, how have you seen the receivers kind of handle all the outside noise about adding a guy or needing a guy, and how have you seen them progress over your time?
I mean, that was just yesterday, so I'm not sure. I haven't heard a peep about any of it, so I'm not sure.
Were you holding your...
He just, for the record here...
He seems unbelievably annoyed to be doing this.
But also, he's in one of those moods where if you give him an opening...
To say one word.
To not really answer a question, he's going to take that
What would you say is the best response? The Derwin James question probably got the most detailed
response.
Well,
the second question was kind of the same as the first one, and so he gave it a very short answer. And Jeff just ended up asking too much in that question there. You know, if Jeff had just kept it to the last part, which Aaron Rodgers could have chose to answer. You know, what have you seen from these receivers in terms
of
their growth?
Wonder why he's in, wake up on the wrong side of the bed here? What happened?
Well, they didn't play well on Sunday. Maybe that's it.
You think he's sending a message coming off of a win? He's going to be saltier than people would think to, hey, it's not good enough, boys.
Well, he was the guy that said they basically sucked in the Colts game. I could see that. Like, he's not going to act like everything's peachy, although there's still some time left in this interview. Maybe we'll see his temperment change.
Rest at all at the trade deadline yesterday, hoping that there would be a move, see anybody else brought in?
You know, what I've learned about the trading deadline is there's a lot of conversation and rarely is there a lot of action. Maybe a little bit more the last few years, but in my early days, there was hardly ever any roster moves at the deadline. There were some big ones yesterday, but, you know, you feel pretty good about your guys. And we added Marquez to the P-Squad. We've had guys on the P-Squad who've been playing for us. Obviously, Keyshawn got elevated and been doing a nice job for us. Max has done really good all year. Isaiah's done good. So we've had guys in the P-Squad step up every single week and play, and there'll be no difference this week.
Does the versatility you have in tight ends to also maybe make it not as urgent a need to find whatever people define as quote number two receiver?
Yeah, I mean, that's a lot of outside talk. You got to look at the way we're playing and the personnel groupings that we like. You know, we're a multiple personnel team. We run a lot of guys out there. We had an offensive lineman play a lot of snaps. Obviously, Darnell plays a lot of snaps. And Johnny and Pat and Connor gets in there on some plays. And rotating three different backs, a lot of different receivers. So we're not a big three-receiver team in general. And when, you know, Calvin's come back and played really well for us. And, Roman's been more consistent, so there was probably more noise outside of the facility than maybe inside the facility.
I don't agree with them on that, because unless Schefter is full of it, they were the runner-up on Myers. Jeremy Fowler came out today and said that they wanted Waddle. They were trying to get Jalen Waddle.
Do you expect Rodgers to give a straight answer on that, though?
I think he can. Well, I think he could have left the last part out. The last part there is basically you guys have made up or fictitiously said that we wanted another wide receiver. That's not how we play. All right.
Well, I know. I also just think though that in his position, is he really going to get called on? People are going to say back to that immediately. Hey, Aaron. Actually, there are reports out there from people who are presumably hearing from inside the front office. Is it going to get that contentious? I mean, the guy seems like...
No, it's not. But my thing is, he didn't have to throw it back in reporters' faces and fans' faces like, you guys think we need a wide receiver, we actually don't. Your own GM apparently was extremely aggressive in the last few days trying to find another guy. But maybe he thinks that's fake news.
Aaron, before the game, cameras caught you, CBS talked about your finger.
Ask Zach about that one. But the point I was making was I dislocated my pinky when I was like 11 years old, and it never kind of recentered back up. And he snapped one a little bit on the inside. But no, I'm fine.
And you talked a little bit about the 2010 team after the game. Can you draw any comparisons with this team maybe in the locker room?
The 2010 team?
Well, the Packers team won the Super Bowl.
What did I say?
I forget exactly what you said, but you mentioned the team. But I was wondering if you can draw
all about the different guys.
Yeah, with the guys in the locker room and maybe on the field with this team.
I mean, it's that which you can't measure, which is often the most important part of the chemistry in the locker room. And I think Mike did a good job. You know, the team has gone to Latrobe every year, which is a good foundation building for us. And, you know, the guys get along. I was telling Marquez, there's no bad apples in here. There's nobody you worry about. Nobody with consistent late issues or team rule issues. Not that there's a lot of rules in general, but no, there's a bunch of good guys in here that care about each other and play for each other.
I think you can tell from that answer it's another time where it's obvious. Aaron Rodgers, I think, told the Steelers if he was going to come here and have fun his last year, he didn't want to put up with George Pickens. So now they don't have that bad apple in the locker room anymore. Richie was bringing up what Rodgers said about Kyle Duggar. Mm-hmm. And how that Green Bay team that he won a Super Bowl with had a lot of cast-off players on it and guys that had been kind of discarded by teams and told they weren't good enough anymore. He did say that after the game. He did draw that parallel. So
Richie, for a second there, though, was like a quarterback scrambling, and then he found his safety valve and got the question out. But I was worried. Yeah. He was on the run, and he was being
chased. But Rodgers was, again, being kind of pedantic with him. He did say that after the game, that... that's the thing that team did a lot of, that guys used as a chip on their shoulder to play well. And, you know, Duggar would be an example of that. Like, the Patriots just gave him away, and he lost a lot of future money in the deal, too, because it was a chance for him to play again and not just sit on the bench.
With the game on the West Coast this week, do you go do any work with the body work guy, anything like that you did while you're on the West Coast?
I'm not going to talk about what I do in my personal time.
Can you talk about the relationship that you developed with Cam as kind of twin leaders?
Cam invited me to a movie night a while back and said it was a big team function. I showed up. I was the only player there.
That's good.
On a Tuesday night, too. You know, it was just like we got an early Wednesday morning, the quarterbacks, with our meeting with Mike. So I was like, fine. I love team bonding, chemistry stuff. I show up. I see him and his son, Cal, who we got to know during training camp. I'm like, oh, cool. You know, of course, Cam's here. And looking around, I go, where's everybody at? So then he texted me a couple nights ago. I said there was something on Monday night. And I said, is this going to be like the last one? No response from the group chat. But I really appreciate his leadership. You know, he's a guy who knows how to use his voice at the right times, and his play has been stellar, I think. You know, he's made some plays where he's hustling the backside of balls being on the flat that are really impressive. He's pushed the pocket in the middle. He's got his hands on a lot of footballs that have been key kind of game-changing plays for us. But he's a steady guy. I like to razz him from time to time because I'm a little more maybe chipper, would you say, in the mornings than he is. But I'm really fortunate to play with Cam Hayward.
What movie did you watch?
When I actually went, it was Tron, the new Tron. Yeah.
Hold on. I would have laughed for the record if he said, I'm not going to tell you what movies I watch in my personal time.
Me too.
He just deadpanned it.
The
man,
new-
he clobbered Brooke there.
I know.
That was a pretty innocuous question, and she just got absolutely run over.
Donnie, would you...
Tron.
See, I'm trying...
I think of Tron Carter, the Chappelle Show character.
I'm pulling a similar stunt on Donnie. I'm trying to get him out to celebrate his 30th birthday. And I feel like if I like pretend that maybe you're going to be there, which you're invited to, by the way.
First time hearing of any of this.
Or like if I said, hey, Ken Carmen's going to be there, I feel like he'd stop everything he was doing to meet me out. I'm just trying to... His 30's a big, to me, landmark
What's the bigger landmark birthday, 30 or 40?
I think 40 because you feel like your life's starting to get away from you a little bit.
But then most people now say 40 is the new 30.
Like, I wouldn't want to take him out for a big birthday dinner if he was just turning 28. But I feel like that's kind of... I have to at least make the overture? Make the offer.
I think if you got Ken Carmen to come down, Donnie be like, where do you want me to be and when? And then it would just be Ken making fun of you the whole time.
I think just like Rogers was with Cam, I think Donnie's nervous. Like, wait a minute, I just don't want to hang out with Pony for an extra 2 hours. I got to hang out with him for 4 hours on the air. I don't need another 2-3 hours of him.
What if Donnie like did the old fake, ooh, I got to run here. I just got a call. Just got a text message. Has like his buddy call him and just fake, like one of the nasty boys just fakes, like a bad date? Yeah, like neighbor's dog just got stuck down a well. We need Donnie here.
I think he's going to tell me the morning of, I'm just not feeling that good. Sorry, man.
Have you ever had, Pony, like I feel like Donnie, the answer is no. Have you ever been on a date so bad in your past where you had had one of your buddies text or call you try to get out of it?
I'm pretty sure that's happened to me on the other end of things.
Maybe that's the better question. Do you ever feel like you were probably on the wrong end of one?
Yeah, I have. I've gotten no-showed.
Really?
Yeah.
That is a tough one.
I got no-showed back in the day. Person just never showed up.
Did they like ever message you and say, hey, I'm sorry?
No, just complete Casper
just
mode.
Just a total ghost.
Just ghosted out. That's kind of a like... look in the mirror, come to Jesus moment
but
with
do you
yourself.
Think, but do you think that they were specifically doing that because of you or just they just got cold feet in
How
general?
Do you not take it personally and think it's about you? Of course True. It's about you.
True.
I'm not going to say anything about the movie.
How excited are you to have MBS back?
I love MBS. Yeah.
What's the trickiness of balancing having so many different targets to work with on offense and strike that balance week in and week out?
It's not tricky at all. Throw it to the open guy. So whoever gets open usually gets the opportunities.
You find that easier than when one guy that you kind of...
It's never that. Even with Devontae, I just said, listen, I throw it to the open guy, but Devontae was open more often than not. So he's obviously getting those targets. But I throw out the open guy. Obviously, we have a lot of different personnel groupings and splits and alignments and motions and stuff that we're trying to get certain guys the ball. The team's been trying to shut down DK. You know, they've been rolling the coverage to him damn near every play. Even when it looks like single high, they'll just roll to his side. They're basically playing zero on one side and two men on the other side. So other guys got to step up and make plays.
You mentioned no bad apples here. You talked about Pat a couple
Except
weeks
ago. Except
for Cam, yeah. A couple weeks ago when you were talking about Pat, you said, look, some guys, they don't get targets, they bitch and whatever. It seems like it's not happening in general with this group. And what do you sort of attribute that to?
Well, me and Mike are pretty scary, I think. I welcome those conversations. I do. You know, if somebody wants more targets, I welcome the conversation. But I usually say, let's watch the film. Let's see. Let's talk about football. I mean, I love doing that. I think what young players learn is that practice is very, very important. And when you show it week in and week out in practice, it gives a quarterback a lot of confidence to come your way with football. And when guys have good weeks of practice, like Roman did a couple weeks ago, you just kind of feel that the ball is going to find him at some point. Now, the balls that he caught weren't exactly as him as the number one in the progression. But when you have confidence in a guy and you've seen him do it in practice, it gives you that confidence to do it. The play I had Pat on in practice was a play we worked on since training camp, and it didn't quite look right until about 2.5 weeks ago. Me and Pat worked on the side with it, and we talked about if you just wait a little longer on that and sell it and really get your feet in the ground, I think it's going to open up more. Now, that was for match coverage. They played cover four on that one. But because he waited, the ball was able to be completed between the safety and the corner, and then he made a beautiful athletic play to get in the end zone. But when you see stuff like that in practice, it allows you to have the confidence to go to that guy in those on those plays in the game. And the other part is, like I said, you know, I'll say it again just because it means so much to me, but when a guy's not getting the ball and they still show up to work the same way every single day, every week, there's a lot to be said for that. And I've mentioned Pat and I mentioned Roman. Calvin at times as well, DK, you know, there's a lot to be said for that.
Yes, that's a really good answer from him. I think it's pretty obvious in that answer that for a long time there was something about Roman Wilson's practice habits or practice routine that Rodgers didn't like. And
yeah,
that's changed recently.
So what could it, I mean, just is it as simple as didn't know things well enough to be, I mean, with him it could just be
right question.
Wasn't where he was when he wanted to be there.
We can ask Jeff about that in the Hawk Report coming up.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
An hour. Football Talk on the Fan is presented by Paramount Plus. Streaming November 16th on Paramount Plus. It's the return of Landman from Taylor Sheridan, the co-creator of one of my favorite shows, Yellowstone. Academy Award winner Billy Bob Thornton's back, featuring Academy Award nominee Demi Moore, Andy Garcia, and Sam Elliott. Landman, new season streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus. Paramount Plus in Pittsburgh. This Sunday, you will get the Bucks and Patriots, Jim Nantz and Tony Romo on the call. Aditi Kinkabwala returns to, wait, is that game in Cleveland? No, it's not. Never mind. She's going back to New Jersey, where she's from, to watch the Jets, who are tearing things down, take on the Browns. And the Browns did nothing. Actually, no, that's not true. Did they trade for anybody yesterday? I don't remember. It's all a blur to me.
Pass rusher.
They traded away somebody. Thank you. There's Aditi, brought to you by Tap Brick Oven and Poorhouse in Greensburg. And Sir Grout Pittsburgh, your local grout cleaning expert. Yeah. Who doesn't love to clean a little grout?
Hook me up?
Yeah, I think so. Well, I would assume so.
If you don't like to clean your grout, I believe that's where Sir Grout would have you covered.
Yes. His
well,
Highness.
Then, if they're sponsoring this spot, that might be a really good in.
Yeah. Put that in your back pocket and take it with you. Yeah. All right, Aditi. So,
well, you're saying that the Jets are tearing things down. This might be the process of rebuilding.
Sure.
Sometimes you need to gut the house to renovate
which
the house.
They've been doing for the better part of 50 years, ever since Joe Namath waved his finger coming off the field. Look,
Fair point. The
thing I've said about the Steelers here today, and this was brought up by Jim Furyk. Do you know who Jim Furyk is, Aditi? The great golfer, U.S. Open champ?
I was just going to say, the golfer? Great. Okay, yes.
So he got in Dulac's chat and said, obviously those are golf guys, and was like, how do you reconcile this? You make all these moves in service of Aaron Rodgers and winning now, and then you get to the trade deadline yesterday, and you're like, whoa, 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 we can't trade day three picks. And he said in this chat, he said, that's a contradiction. Why not just push one more chip in? And Dulac even acknowledged that's a good point, probably because he respects Furyk as a golfer. But I do think that's my way of looking at it, too. Like, you were so aggressive, and then when all was necessary was a couple of day three picks to get the wide receiver you've needed for 2 years, the Steelers said no. What's your reaction to that?
I think it's very fair as well. We've said from the very beginning that it looks like the Steelers are all in on this year, very clearly. Aaron Rodgers is not giving them another 10 years. He's certainly playing well enough that maybe he can give another year, as much as he said that maybe this is the last year. But even Ben Roethlisberger made the point, right? Didn't you guys see this, where he essentially joked, hey, they got Aaron Rodgers DK, and I had to play my last year with a guy that never played center before? So,
Pony, there's no way you didn't see that. Even I saw it.
Oh, I know all about it.
So even he is driving home the idea that the Steelers were all in on this season. So why not go in just a little bit more when it might be one more pass catcher, one more potential game breaker that puts you over the top?
Well, the thing that I don't get about it, Aditi, is this. If the Jags were able to get Jakobi Meyers for a fourth and a sixth, it stands to reason to me that the Steelers knew that the start of that negotiation has to be a fourth. And then to walk that far with a better pick and then not be willing to presumably take that extra little step of a sixth-round pick is where it has me scratching my head. If you're going to walk that far, you're going to walk the last foot of that journey, I would think.
You would think. I mean, I've been told many, many, many a time. Now, obviously, a fourth is very valuable. Picks are valuable in general. I've been told that I've spoken to multiple general managers who really like fifth-round picks because a fifth-round pick can often be turned into a key veteran piece in some way. Maybe not a game-breaker, but a veteran piece. But a sixth, not as much. So, again, to your point, I don't think that that's an obnoxious price. I don't think that that's an absurd price. But, again, you know, we said at the start of the season, let's have a chance to see who these other younger receivers are. Let's see what the Steelers can get out of them. Fans, media on the outside are perhaps thinking, okay, we've seen what these receivers are, and perhaps a Jakobi Meyers, a Jalen Waddle, price is clearly high there. Someone like that is better than what's currently on the roster, but maybe that's not what the Steelers
so
think.
You've
maybe
seen,
they think they're on the cusp of getting a breakout.
You've seen Meyers up close. You've seen Shaheed up close. Some in the Steelers media, and I made this remark, I'm not putting words in your mouth, I said there's a lot of there's propagandists. It's very tribal. You know, the Steelers media want to stick up for what the Steelers did. And I told Chris, if they had traded for Myers, they would have told me what a great move. They don't trade for Myers. Now they tell me why they were smart not to do so. And one of the things that's been floated out there is, well, there's not a big difference between Roman Wilson and Jacoby Myers or Rashid Shaheed. I don't watch those guys every week, but I flatly reject that. Do you agree with me or them?
I spoke to a coach who had Jacoby Myers. He's not currently with the Raiders. He had been with the Raiders, and he told me that Jacoby Myers is easily, in a 20-year NFL career, one of his top three players of all time.
From a talent maybe perspective, Roman or like Wilson, nice maybe, guy to be maybe, around? Like, what did he mean by that?
No. Just talent, the way that he could be used, his versatility, the way that he shows up every day, his approach, his professionalism.
So the total package of like what Jacoby Myers brings to a team. On and off the
field.
Okay.
Correct. And so perhaps Roman Wilson is going to grow into that. And that, you know, I'll say this. Look, I had the Bears this week. I had the Bears-Bengals crazy game.
Oh, my God.
And I talked to Colston Loveland during the week on the phone. And I sort of felt like, okay, I like the tight end matchup against these Bengals linebackers. Colston Loveland is a story because people can't help but compare him to Tyler Warren. But what Colston had said to me is that our position, we have to do more than just catch the ball and catch touchdowns, and I have to feel good about the production I'm offering in other ways. And then I asked Ben Johnson about him, and Ben Johnson said, look, the reason that he is not producing at those numbers is because of me and how much I'm calling his number. His exact quote to me was, we absolutely nailed that pick and talked about the cornerstone he would be. Well, lo and behold, Colston Loveland, this very past weekend, has this amazing breakout game, scores that unbelievable game-winning touchdown, and you have to think, okay, that's the moment. And from here, they're just going to continue to build off of that. And sometimes that's it. It's the coaches themselves see a breakout game that we don't necessarily see, or they see that there's a player on the cusp of something, or they see how they're using the player is perhaps not fair. So I can't say that that's Calvin Austin, that that's Roman Wilson, that that's anybody that's currently on the roster. I'm just saying maybe that's part of what they're thinking that we're not giving them credit for thinking.
Aditi, you look at the AFC broadly speaking, it seems a little bit more muddled than it is most years as far as a couple of teams who could bubble to the top of that, especially with what Buffalo just did. Where do you currently, 8 or 9 games in, depending, see the Steelers fitting into that picture?
Ooh.
I mean, I still don't see them as the top of the pack, right? I still don't see that they're in that top three. They're always in the playoff picture. They're always in the playoff picture.
Yep.
I'd like to see another defensive performance like this past week. I'd like to see some of those performances stacked. And I'm not willing to say, okay, one game, snap of the fingers, it's solved. Everything's great.
Yep.
We feel great again. They're going to go ahead and be that historic defense that Mike Tomlin promised. But if they can stack another week like that, okay, good. Then that's trending in the right direction. And this offense is not Joe Flacco and the Bengals. It's not, oh my goodness, they're scoring on every single drive. Oh my goodness, they're explosive in a variety of different ways. But it sure as heck is a lot better than anything we've seen recently. And Aaron Rodgers, like Joe Flacco, is so wily, so smart. Defenses are not surprising him, and you can't undersell that. Knowing where to go with the ball, when to go with the ball, is one of those things that doesn't show up in a box score, but it's so, so, so valuable.
Yeah.
It's so necessary.
It's being a grizzly vet, as Mike Tomlin likes to say.
Yes.
Not grizzled, but grizzly veteran is the thing.
Using cadence. The way that Flacco and Aaron Rodgers can use cadence. I mean, these are not necessarily the gaudy things, the sidearm throw you get so excited about, the tush push, the off-schedule run. Yeah, those are the sexy things that you get all excited about. But these guys are still doing things that mean so much, especially as we now get into December football.
Aditi, I want to ask you to respond to my half-serious, half-joking tweet about the Steelers quarterback situation. I said, if Aaron Rodgers retires, here are the three guys who I think could be the Steelers quarterback next year. Joe Flacco, Kyler Murray, Anthony Richardson. Which one do you think is the most realistic?
For the sake of Steelers fans, I mean, I love Joe Flacco, so, but I don't know that any of them are realistic. The only one I'd take of the three is Joe Flacco.
You wouldn't take Kyler Murray?
No.
Wow. There you go. We'll leave on that note. Thank you, Aditi. We'll talk next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Don't disagree
with her. I feel like there's more there she didn't want to get into.
No, I mean, I don't.
Flacco would be my pick.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think Kyler Murray is any great shakes. I feel like I was out on him before it was fashionable to be out on him as a big time quarterback. And I'm not saying big time because he's 5'10". I just don't think the guy has it.
I mean, what are they going to do if Rodgers retires and these quarterbacks get scooped up in the first round? My God, if they're not willing to give
Barber
up fourth and sixth.
Barber Football Focus will rejoice as Will Howard will finally get the chance he clearly deserves as an underdrafted fourth round player.
Do you think there's a better than 10% chance Mason Rudolph is their week one starting quarterback next year?
I don't.
Donnie? Better than 10%?
I don't.
No, I mean, I'd probably put it about there. Like, you have to acknowledge there's some chance.
Do you think there's a better percentage it's Will Howard? One.
I'd say it's a higher percentage that Howard is.
I think they would love if they don't get Rodgers and somehow get boxed out of all the QBs they really like. I think they would love to see Will Howard beat Mason Rudolph in like an actual competition.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way. With Indeed.
Let's get to the Donald football debrief, his biggest football topic of the day from the football guy, and it has a big sponsor, Saloni's Italian Bread Company, over 100 years of baking experience, Donnie.
The debrief, November 5, 2025. All right, so this is a fun one. I think our buddy Steve on Twitter threw this one my direction for either the debrief or for the hodgepodge. So Compton Junior College, their football team this season went 0-10, and we will get to some of the numbers, some of the scores
okay.
from their games. But they featured a 45-year-old wide receiver, Lamar Willis. His son, Josiah, was also on the team.
Okay.
And a 50-year-old defensive end, Orson Villalobos, on this team. So a 45-year-old man and a 50-year-old man were on this team, as was a guy's son. And this team went
45-year-old guy's son.
Yes, the 45-year-old son. This team went 0-10. They have actually forfeited their final. They forfeited their final two games of the season.
You buried the lead too. The 45-year-old wide receiver Lamar Willis,
mayor candidate.
He was a former mayoral candidate for Compton. So the guy was trying to run for public office. That didn't work. Now
screw it. I'm going to go back to school
to prove to dad I'm not a fool. The 50-year-old guy, no offense to Orson Villalobos.
Oh, none taken, I'm sure.
He doesn't look like a guy who's 50 but could pass for like 30 or, you know, like somebody who looks really young. He looks like a 50-year-old. He doesn't look like a guy who... Here, for example, remember Herschel Walker at 50 still looked like he could probably play? Harrison's probably going to look like that when he's 50. Now, Orson looks like he should be, like, teaching or working a normal job, Donnie. I'm playing defensive end.
I'm just flabbergasted that a team with two guys who are closing in on AARP memberships could somehow go 0-10.
Orson's got one.
Playing against 18- and 19-year-old kids.
Not only did they go 0-10, the scoring margin for them was 480-12.
Oh, jeez.
Here are some of these scores.
Oh, jeez, dude.
It began on August 30th against Grossmont, and it was a gross game to begin the season, 64-0.
Okay.
Then they went scoreless the entire month of September. 56-0 against Santa Monica.
Yeah.
San Bernardino Valley beat them 70-0.
Oh, boy.
West LA, 63-0. Glendale, 62-0. Then we get to October, a Thursday night affair here. They lose at LA Valley, 53-0. They finally get on the scoreboard. Back-to-back games, they get on the scoreboard here in October. Desert beats them 64-6. L.A. Southwest beat them 48-6.
Don't you think when you
L.A. Southwest has to feel like crap. Well, they only won by 42.
No, but I was just going to say.
They probably went 1-9.
You're the team that finally gave up a touchdown to them. I don't care if you won the game by 55
feels like a loss.
Points. You're pissed.
Phil, in the Twitter comments about this, on this story, they could still probably beat the Jets.
And then they just forfeited their two games in November.
I'm also with this account. Put this on Netflix immediately. I agree. How about these guys get together and play Bishop Sycamore?
I agree with what Heath just texted in. Sounds like this school has something in common with Penn State. No conference wins.
No,
true.
Jeez, dude.
That's right. The number one.
No Power Four wins.
The preseason number one.
These two, the father and son, Lamar and Josiah Willis.
Yep.
I feel like there has to be balance in the universe. So on one end, you have way back when Ken Griffey Sr. and Ken Griffey Jr. homering in the same game. You got these two poor guys just getting their asses kicked. Also, Josiah's a DB.
Yeah.
Dad's a wide receiver. They got the dad repping against the kid in practice.
Did he have any catches this year?
The only one whose stats you can see in our buddy Steve's tweet to us, I believe Orson had one tackle in two games.
How many... I just, as a...
Their leading rusher this year had 49 yards.
Oh, my God.
Oh, geez,
as a larger
dude.
Point, what is up with these old heads trying to go back and play college football? I get it. The game's changed. We got guys that are staying in school for 9 years now and are practically 30 by the time they've run out of their eligibility. But what is up with this recent... I don't remember this in my life. This, unless we just didn't find them... this rash of people, like the guy who's playing college football somewhere in PA, who's old, in his 40s or 50s, I think. What's up with these old heads trying to bring back the glory days and play college football? And these programs are like, sure,
you've got eligibility.
We'll take you.
Couple things. Somebody said Danny Almonte must have been their quarterback. Kind of like that one. Here is a hypothetical. Okay. Let's just say the obvious thing here would be an injury risk. Let's just say you know that the game will be played and none of these Compton College guys are going to get hurt or maimed because this is happening.
Yep.
What would you set the line at if they had to play all 60 minutes? Compton College versus Ohio State. And Ohio State's presumably trying to play the game for real and not like calling off the dog.
Ohio State's winning by over 100. I'm setting it at minus
100
and a half.
What was that game from
Cumberland College
and
Georgia Tech? I think Georgia Tech won that game 222-0. Ohio State's putting 400 on them if they want to.
400?
I don't. Here, I'll make it
100
even,
per quarter. Can
I'll
you
make
imagine?
An even bolder proclamation. I don't think Ohio State would ever see a third down in this game.
Of course not.
They might not see a second down.
Yeah, I was going to say, they'll just score every
play.
In
fact, I'm not sure an Ohio State offensive player would ever get tackled. I'm not even sure they would ever go on offense. They might just keep returning kicks and punts.
That's another good point, actually.
Here, maybe this is the better question. Over under on offensive plays actually run out of necessity by Ohio State. 8.5. Are they running more than two plays a quarter? I say no. I think they're returning every punt for a touchdown.
What do you tell these grown men? I guess they stopped telling them this because they canceled the rest of their season. But what do you think those halftime those pregame speeches sounded like? When they were like 8 games into this losing streak and they were losing each game by 50 points.
Here's
what do you say?
Good question. When you've lost 6 in a row, I'm doing the quick math here, by a combined, let's see, 120, 190, 253, you've lost by almost 370-0. If they scored in the first half of the 64-6 game, what is the coach saying when they've actually put points? Like, I'd go in there and say, great job,
guys. He's
probably
asking for a Gatorade bath at that point.
Imagine lining up against an MF that your parents voted to be mayor. That is the other thing. If you're an 18-year-old kid or a 19-year-old on one of these teams playing them, you're just trying to play JUCO ball. Maybe in that part of the country, you think you might be able to get a scholarship somewhere. And you got this guy who looks every bit 45 years old or this... You're an offensive tackle and Orson's lining up against you? What do you even do there? You pancake him?
That was a Donnie Football debrief.
What a story.
I'm still thinking about the Kyler Murray thing. Not that this was not a fun aside, but the way that Aditi just said, I'd rather have a man in his 40s, Joe Flacco, over Kyler Murray. Like, I would not want Kyler Murray as the Steelers quarterback under any circumstance, which I get it. I mean, the guy has fallen off a cliff here. He is still only 28 years old. We've seen a ton of these reclamation projects. Look at Daniel Jones this year. People were making fun of him last year. The other thing I thought about with Kyler Murray, though, is this. Because we've seen the opposite so many times. Actually, no, we've seen this happen a lot in football and then baseball. Do you think he would just give up football and go play, try to chase the big league thing? He was a top 10 pick.
I think, if anything, he'd become a Twitch streamer and play Call of Duty at this point, given what we know about his study habits.
He had $103 million guaranteed at signing. I don't know what sport he prefers, but let me put it this way. If I liked baseball more than football, and I had made all this money in football already, it's in the bank.
You'd give it a shot.
They can't take it away. And I liked baseball more, I'd go play baseball right now.
God, but how much of a grind is it for him to start in? You're going to start in single A.
No, I don't think they'd start him that low. You really think so?
He hasn't played in how many years competitively? Think about knocking all the rust off.
I think about
just not seeing a ball that's whizzing by you at 96 miles an hour, man.
But if he started training, then went to spring training, I think the A's have his rights. They picked him in the top 10. Could he be in the major leagues by the second half of 2027?
No. That would be my guess is no. If you were him and you were offered a $2 million annual contract to stream yourself playing video games and retire from football, or your other option was you still retire from football with all that money in the bank, but you risk playing baseball and not making anything, he might take the money to just hit the sticks.
You are basing his love of video games on this homework clause.
I don't know, man. I don't think I'm basing it on a flimsy premise here. They wrote a literal clause into his deal that they didn't want to get out, basically saying you have to study.
But is it publicly known that he's like a huge video game guy? So there's video of him playing video games incessantly.
It is a known thing that he's like a big Call of Duty guy, I believe is the specific game.
Here's another thought I would have with that. Even though he has great natural ability, and the video game thing means that there was a weird commitment to him playing the sport that he has paid a lot of money to play. How much baseball activity has he done in the last like 7 years?
That's what I mean.
But he got drafted in 2018.
But I was going to say back to that, maybe that's proof he doesn't like football that much. If he's that bored by football, maybe he actually does like baseball more. Because remember when he first got drafted by baseball, everybody just assumed he'll go play baseball. He's a top 10 pick, and it's better on your body than baseball. And then his last year at Oklahoma, Then his last year at Oklahoma, he blew up and played great and ended up turning himself into the number one pick. And at that point, you can't say no to that.
The only thing I would say is
if he
really does like hate putting in the work as a quarterback, and we know how much study is required to really know everything back and front. Baseball comparatively is a lot less of that. You've got to study pitcher tendencies if you're trying to hit them. You've got to.
There's way less moving parts.
Well, there's less. I'm saying for him, it's see ball, hit ball.
That's
ultimately
what I'm. Yeah, exactly.
So maybe if he wants to give it a try, his natural ability, I can concede, shows through. But dude, it's still batting a pitched ball after, as Donnie put it, probably 6-7 years minimum of presumably not doing that at all.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.